Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. A funny thing happened to me last week. I was speaking to a group of CEOs in a small group, and about 20 minutes in, one of the CEOs asked me a question. Rick, what are some of the key challenges faced by all of your clients, and how do we overcome them? And I say it was a funny thing because to myself, I chuckled because had he been paying close attention to the dialogue that we had been having in the prior 20 minutes to his question, every one of the key challenges surfaced in that discussion in everything else that was said. I recognized it and I noticed it because I deal with him every day. It didn't surprise me that he didn't catch them. Quite frankly, most of the big challenges faced by my clients boil down to two things. There may be 15 or 20 in number, but they really all roll up to two things. Number one is my leadership team is not aligned. They're in silos. They don't talk to each other. They don't collaborate. They don't communicate. And as a result, they're acting on their own agendas, different from each other. And secondly is we have lousy implementation of big ideas. Deadlines are missed. We have lackluster performance. We're not getting the level of excellence that I expect and that the team should be expecting. Well, first, let's talk about silos. First, silos happen everywhere. And just by having different functional departments in your business will cause that. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. I mean, you have IT people because they're specialists. You have HR people because they're specialists. You have salespeople because they're specialists. Financial people don't sell. Your HR people don't do technology, and that's okay. That's the way it should be. That's not the bad thing about silos. What the bad thing is when you have selfish decision-making between leaders of the different silos. What we have to do is we have to get our leaders to act in accordance with this mantra. It's not you against me. It's us against the world. Or, said another way, all decisions we make have to serve a greater good, not our parochial individual interests, what's good for you or what's good only for your department, but what's good for all of us collectively together. Now, the reasons why these two key challenges are faced by clients are five in number. This is what I've determined in all my years of working with them. Number one, there is seldom any buy-in of the leadership team toward a mutually agreed long-term vision of the future. They don't really know where they're going. They don't know where they want to end up. They've got nothing in writing, and they're all acting on their own different visions of the future, which don't agree. Second is they don't have clear goals, or if they do, they have poorly crafted goals. Goal writing is both art and science, and not everybody does it well. Most leaders became leaders because they have goals, but they don't know how to do them well. They're not deadlined. They're not specific. They're not measurable. They're not sometimes achievable. They may be too lofty or ambitious. Third reason why is they have no clear written action plan. And I accent the word written because everybody will act on different things unless everybody knows what the actions need to be. So you've got to have an action plan. Fourth is there's no accountability. There's no penalties for getting things done, for missed deadlines. People are allowed to slide when things don't happen, and that shouldn't be. And number five reason is there's no reliable performance of the leadership team caused by the first four. If you don't have the first four, how can you expect anyone to meet deadlines that weren't set, to achieve goals that aren't clear? It just doesn't happen. And the result then becomes the two biggest challenges, which are a leadership team with silo mentality and lousy implementation. So what's the solution for all this? Well, you've got to get your leadership team offsite, get them away from the fray and tackle all these thorny issues and problems. And this is a large part of what I do with leaders and teams. And essentially, there's four big things that have to happen at this meeting. One, you have to start with a greater good pledge. You have to get everyone to agree that we are not here for our individual selves. We're not here to fight for resources so I win and you lose. We're here to make decisions that serve the greater good, that serve the best interests of our enterprise as a whole, our customers, our vendors, the community. And so we have to remove our parochial selfishness from this. Second is you have to create that long-term 3-year-out vision. And this is going to take some time. You have to haggle it out. You have to debate it. It'll involve arguments. always argue respectfully and with dignity. This could take all day, and when I lead teams, it does, in fact, take all day to describe and define what we want to be in 3 years and all come to consensus agreement on it. Third is you have to define short-term goals with clear actions, with people responsible by name, and then deadlines for action. Absent this, nothing will happen. The vision, however clear and motivational it is, will never come to fruition because there's no action plan. Nobody knows what they're supposed to do. And fourth and finally is you have to create what I call escape-proof accountability. That means having consequences for non-performance. These are best done team-created and team-enforced. They don't have to be leader-created and leader-enforced. Let the whole team do it. So if a whole team's going to create the vision and the goals and the action plans, let them also create their own accountability metrics. What penalties will befall each of us if we don't do what we said we were going to do? That's how you get buy-in not only to the vision and the plan, but also to the accountability. Now, if you will do all this, those two problems of leadership team misalignment and lousy implementation will go away. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.